No.
Hey, hi nation. Welcome back to Carla's channel. Heart to Heart Inspiration. I am your host, Carla J, and this is the podcast where we dive heart first into powerful stories, meaningful conversations, and people who inspire purpose and possibility. Today's guest, I'm so excited. She is a woman on a mission to inspire audiences around the world with her testimony. Yes, she is moving with purpose. She's a mother of a six-year-old son, married, an ordained minister, family advocate, and guess what? An inspiring actress right now. So, yes, she is doing it all. And she says this is her season. Yes. And she also has her own podcast. And that's why I'm extra excited to have her on. Her podcast is titled Inspire Nation. So you can find her on Facebook and Spotify and YouTube for her podcast. And guess what, y'all? She is also has released a children's book, her and her son. And it is on Amazon. It is called The Adventures of Lil Peanut and TJ. That is so cute. And it is on Amazon right now. And she also has another surprise that she's working on, her and her hubby, and she'll tell us about that during the podcast. So, with no further ado, please put your hands together and let's welcome Keisha D. Hi, Keisha. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Yes, thank you so much. I just want to let the audience know that Keisha and I connected on Facebook, and it just was a natural connection. And I am so excited. She is going to dive into her testimony. This is all organic, y'all. I haven't heard it, and I am so excited. And the main thing is, we want to touch lives. Keisha has the same objective, the same purpose. You could tell by the name, she has Inspiration Nation, and we are Heart Nation. So we are one. And Keisha, just tell us about yourself and what brings you to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Like I said, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I don't take it lightly. At this season in my life, like I said, anything that I'm placing my hands on, it has to have purpose. And on top of that, God has to get the glory out of it because he asked me a question a few years ago. He said, if I don't get the glory, what's the point? So I am very mindful of the doors that I walk through. My sissy dude, that's a younger sister of mine. She coins a phrase. She says, no, thank you, I'll pass. And I'm training my little boy to say that, no, thank you, I'll pass, because some opportunities I'm learning are worth being passed by. And at this season in my life, everything that I do, it has to have meaning. It has to be effective to the people around me, to my environment. To tell your viewers a little bit about myself, I'm a 53-year-old mother of a 6-year-old little boy. And that is what I wanted to share with your viewers about hope and faith, is that in God's due season, if it's going to bring him glory, it will come to pass. So I conceived him at 46 years old, after having 15 miscarriages and one stillbirth. So at the time, my husband and I, we weren't married. So this is authentic, this is organic. So I'm being real. So my husband and I weren't married. And so when I found out that I was pregnant, we had already had some miscarriages, but only carried to 3 months. And it's something when you see, and I'm saying this, and I'm being very honest, it's something when you can get so used to seeing your baby die, and you go and you look in the toilet and there's your baby. That is something that only God can heal you from, can get you through. And so when we got to the hospital, the doctor came and, she told me, she said, the bag that he's in is losing fluid. We can try to get more fluid, but 9 times out of 10, he's not gonna get enough fluid. So the bag began to suffocate him. And so his little heartbeat started going down, and then until finally he had more life. And so I had to lay there for a moment with my baby dead inside of me. And so I had to give birth to him with him being deceased. And so my husband and I, then he wasn't my husband, but we were able to hold him in our hands. And that is, I tell anybody, if you go through something like that, mourn, please mourn, because I had a breakdown, a mental breakdown afterwards. Like a few weeks later, my sissy came over and she said, there's something wrong with you. And I said, no, it's not. And she said, yes, it is. And I'm not leaving until you get this out.
Wow.
And I mean, I tore up my sofa. I beat the sofa. I talked to my baby. I talked to God and I told my baby, I said, I have to let you go. I didn't want to let him go because I felt like if I let him go as a mother, I'm not being his mother. So part of me had not let him go.
Like
and
guilt, like
yes, because I felt, even in the hospital, I remember looking back over my shoulder like, I can't believe I'm leaving my baby here. Now he's deceased. They've taken his body to wherever they take his body. And I just felt like I'm leaving my baby behind. So my sissy do, I'm Sissy Pooh, she's Sissy Doo. So,
I love it.
yeah, Sissy Doo was right. I had not, there was something wrong with me. I had packed that memory in the back of my mind. But I will tell any woman, if you go through that, please mourn. Please take the time to mourn, mourn, because that is, it sets up a guilt inside of you. And that is a space that God doesn't want us in. He doesn't want us in that space of guilt. And so, you know, we got through that. You know, we had him cremated. And I made it my business that if God would allow me to, that I would tell my testimony of that, which led up to our son that we have now. And that is a testimony that I believe that every woman who is not just trying to conceive, but it's a goal that you want to achieve. It's a dream that you have, something you want to aspire to. Don't give up on it. For over 20 something years, my prayer was, God, I dedicate my children back to you. I dedicate to you. I promise to raise them under nothing more, nothing less than the word of God. I prayed this for 20 something years, having miscarriages, you know, seeing my child. And after, you know, when we, upon conception, that is life. That is, people think that it's, but it is. So see that life in the toilet, and then for God to deliver you from that hurt, that is a testimony that I believe that needs to be told worldwide. Because my brother-in-law told me, he's a pastor, he said to us, he said, it's going to take the black church to see one miracle to change the perception of the way that we as black people look at miracles within the body of Christ. And shortly after that, I conceived my son, because he is a miracle. He's a miracle at 46 years old. And the doctors told me that he's going to have Down syndrome. He's going to have that trisomy 21. When I tell you, there is nothing wrong with him.
All right.
Not one thing. We've been told that he's so smart that his actions have not caught up with his actions haven't caught up with his actual behavior, if I'm saying it right, the way that the doctor described it to us. So it is a testimony. It is a testimony Because it doesn't matter. God doesn't care about age. God cares about seasons.
All
So
right.
whether, yeah, God cares about seasons. We care about age, but God looks
Right.
at seasons. And so, you
Yeah.
know, I know I said a lot, but I want people to know that God is still in the miracle working business.
I
He's
love
still in the
that.
miracle working business. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I
Yes,
love
ma'am.
that. And it's so good to hear that your sister, Sissy Doo,
Yeah.
she was looking after her sister and
Yeah.
she knew that something wasn't there. And so, I like to talk about that just a little bit because community matters and your community could be one person,
Yeah.
just somebody allowing you that safe space. And I really like that testimony. So many women are dealing with being unable to conceive or keep a baby. And I agree, that's great, great advice. It's okay to mourn. Do that because you need it as part of your healing. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I think that, you know, me and my husband, we talk about it now, looking back on that. And his brother, my brother-in-law, he's a pastor. He and his wife, they have a church, the Gathering Church. And so at the time, I did not want to mar their what they had, you know, going on as a church, you know, as pastors, as leaders. And so a part of me did not want to release that information that, you know, I was pregnant, that, you know, I had, you know, because sometimes the church can not, I'm not saying my in-laws, but the church can be so overly judgmental that we kill people, that we damage them. And so I was just afraid that what would the church see? Because even at that time, I knew I had a call on my life. I knew that God's hand was on my life. I knew that He called me to minister to women. And so how would that look in the church? Oh, you say you called to minister to women, but here you are pregnant. That's why you lost your baby. The church can be so ugly, can so ugly. And so we don't know how to love people until they get to their deliverance. We don't know how to do that. We have not arrived as a church. And so, you know, looking back on it, you know, I think that was some of the reason why I did not want to let people know that, you know, we, you know, had that baby. But I don't look at it as God was punishing us. I just look at it as it wasn't God's season yet. And I've learned God don't owe us no explanation for what He allows. He don't owe us no explanation. All we have to do is just trust that whether we're crying or whether we're smiling, that God is still God and He can do whatever it is that He wants to do. And the only thing we have to do is continue to say, God, I trust you no matter what happens, no matter who comes, who goes, but I still trust you. And in your own time and in your own season, you will allow these things to take place in my life if they bring you glory. And I'm telling you, my son has, his life has brought glory to God's name. And I am
Amen.
super humble and honored to be able to tell that story of how we led up to having him.
Yes, I can't wait to hear
Yes,
it. How,
yes, yes,
because
yes.
now you've gone through these trials and everything. What happened? What made this different? How did you feel?
When I went to the doctor, he told me, he said, you know, we don't hear a heartbeat. He said, it could be that you've already had a miscarriage or you're in the process of miscarrying, or it's just too early to hear a heartbeat. And it's something about when you know God is speaking to you, He may not say nothing to nobody else. And as humans, we want confirmation from other people, but it's about what God is telling you. And I will never forget, God said to me, He said, but what did I say? He said, but what did I say? And so I told my husband, because by this time we're married, And I told him, I said, God is telling me. He said, but what did I say? And so the doctor told me to come back maybe like a month or two later. And before he could even get his stuff together to do the test to hear the heartbeat, he told, there's a heartbeat. And I mean, it was loud. It was loud. And he pointed and said, see, there he is right there. And my baby was turning lips. He
Wow.
was turning lips. And so he told me, he said, well, because of your age, you're going to be high risk. I'm going to refer you to a doctor. And the doctor was probably like 2 hours away from us. And so I went to see the doctor. And the thing about God is that he will bring all things to your remembrance that you need to know. He will give you information that you need to know. And so when I got to the specialist, she looked and she said, your cervix is open. You have an open cervix. She said, we have to close you up tomorrow. So that
Wow.
meant we had to drive back. And what I found out, one night I was looking through, I had ordered my medical records for something else. And so I said, let me look, you know, it was the Holy Spirit leading me to go through these papers. And it was stacked about this big. And something caught my attention. It said open cervix. This was from years prior. And I said, well, the doctor I had then didn't tell me they had an open cervix because the insurance I had back then was very poor. It was a horrible insurance. And so I think that because of the insurance that I had, they didn't tell me that I had an open cervix. And so I believe that had they had told me that, I would not have lost as many babies as I did. But this doctor, praise God, he caught it. We came back that next day. She sewed me up. The nurse told me, she said, if you can afford to take off work, she said, take off work, because any little thing could cause that cervix to open. We had to drive every 2 weeks on a Friday to see the specialist. And so husband, he works in oil and gas. And so he was working nights. He would get off work. He would pick me up. We would drive 2 hours there. We would stay 2 or 3 hours. He would drive me back. He would go to work, do it all over again. I thank God that he had everything in place that I needed at that time to get me through what I was going through so I could have a successful pregnancy. And so I'm at work and I start blood clotting because I had fashioned myself to accept miscarriages. By this time, I think I'm like 4 months pregnant, I guess. I'm just kind of guessing. It may have been maybe 5. So I'm already thinking, well, I'm not leaving work. I'm having a miscarriage. I'm used to it. If I'm going to lose him, I'm just going to lose him.
Wow.
That is what I, and so I said, I'll go to ER when I get off work. I was being prideful. I was toughening myself up because I'm not going to be upset about this. If I lose the baby, I lose it. So we get to ER. They look, they tell me, oh, he's fine. Look at him. There he is right there. Again, he's turning flips.
Wow.
He is literally turning flips. And so the doctor told me, there's nothing wrong with him. She said, it's something wrong with you. I was more, you know, I was going through more like little bitty aches and pains and, you know, kind of it would be difficult to walk sometimes. But my baby, God sheltered him through the entire process, the entire process. And so for me, the story is one of hope and patience in God. And like I said, that particular prayer I prayed it for over 20 something years.
Wow.
And to see that God finally allowed his will to come to fruition through the form of my son, I will forever tell my testimony until they throw dirt in my face. Because
I
at
love
my
that.
age, the nurse told me, she said, you do know he's a miracle baby. And I said, yes. I said, I do. Nobody, you know, I give props to his dad. His dad is a phenomenal dad. I could not have prayed and asked for a better father for my son. It is just the all-around father. But it's something about mothers. It's something about mothers. When we pray, when we seek the face and the hand of God, it's something in
All
our
right.
prayers that just guards heaven. And so I sit before you grateful. And so honored and so humble to be able to give my testimony. And I am hoping that it touches one person. If anybody touches, please let Miss Carlo, because I want to make sure that what I'm giving to the people is going to God glory. And I am honored. I am truly honored.
It's a
Yes,
blessing.
ma'am.
The story, I actually was at a networking event for my doula business, and I met a young lady. She's 46, and she was saying, "I want a doula because I'm high risk." She said, "I'm so nervous." I hope she'll be able to listen to the podcast and hear your
Hope so.
testimony because it's going to give her some hope.
Yes, that's what I want. That's exactly what I want. In the book that my son and I just released, it's about my miscarriages. It's a children's story. We turned it into a children's story where the dad, he's a wealthy old king and he loses his son and it takes all of his joy away. It takes all of his peace away. And so he lives in the land of sad. But then God sends this little boy to come to spread joy. To give him joy, but he pushes the little boy away, not knowing it's his son. His 6 year, it's he doesn't know it's the son we have now. So that son goes to heaven to get permission from the king there to bring down our firstborn that we lost. And so they both come and they go get. Golden Sebastian is his name. They go to get him from the land of sad. And then other things happen. And then he realizes it's been my son this whole time coming to rescue me. Because, men, they hold in hurt, they hold in grief, they hold in, they don't want to be embarrassed that they lost. Because my husband lost when we lost our son. And so it's a story that gives hope that no matter how depressed, no matter how hopeless you feel, he's gonna send that one person that's going to come and help walk you out of that darkness. But we have to be open. We have to be open to who that person is that God sent and make sure it's not a phony. And make sure it's not a trap because sometimes we take help from the wrong person and we end up digging a hole deeper for ourselves. So I think that the book is going to give, hope not just to adults, but to kids as well, because kids need to realize that, hey, I have a purpose. I have something that I'm supposed to do in life. Who am I supposed to put a smile, on this person's face? It's not only for children, but it's also for adults. And, adults need to know that it's not just for them, but it's for kids as well. So it's a family book. It's a family
I
story.
love that. I love that. And from the land of sad. And I think it also, like you said, it helps explain to children, some of the dynamics in like a different type of way without being so deep. It's a very kid-friendly way of even talking to them about sometimes things that may happen, when they're expecting a little brother, a little sister, to come home, and sometimes that may not happen. The book, it is on Amazon. I love that the name of the book, Little Peanut. It is The Adventures of Little Peanut and TJ. So that's awesome. Audience, go ahead and grab that book. It sounds like a very cool book for the kiddos and adults. And you also said you have another book coming out. You want to give us a little insight?
Last year, my husband and I and my son, we were driving down to Dallas for something. And so I was reading a book at the time because my goal is to read a book a year. So I was reading a book while we were in the car, and it's a book about church scandal in the church. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I think we can write a book. And so I just sat down and I just started writing, and I would call him on my lunch and he would give me his insight. He would be like, no, change this to this and change her name, because the main character, we had used my name, but it started getting to my husband. He said, no, he said, change that name. He said, don't use Keisha, use a different name. So we changed the name. And so it took me about 2 or 3 months to write it. And this was last year. So the publisher has it now. It's going to be, the name of it is From Innocence to Lust. And yeah, it's about, a church girl gone bad. And I've seen it in the church. I've heard about it in the church, at the hands of leadership who their heart and intentions are not pure, are not right. And so they set their sights on somebody who, and they know this person is living for Christ. They've sold out for Christ. But because of the lust that they've been drawn away with in their heart, they get somebody else entangled up in the web of their lies, deception, deceit, all of these things. And it breaks my heart to say that it is in the church. It is in the church. But
You got a lot of nuggets there. I cannot wait to have you back because we got so much to unpack. But I want to talk about your acting career. You say you are an aspiring actress now. What you got
aspiring,
going
yes.
on?
Well, when I was much younger in high school, I always loved fashion. I always, wanted to be a model and things like that. But those are things that I just let die. I just let die. Just let it die. And so, like I said earlier, it's something about seasons. It's got to be God's season. He knew that he created me. He knows I'm 53. He knows that. And so I started this journey in January, and I started out with a modeling agency. They have my pictures. When different jobs come up, they send me the opportunity to, audition for these different commercials and things like that. And then I said, well, I want to do some acting. Like, maybe I don't want to do any big roles because my schedule won't allow me to. So I said, let me apply for some bit roles, some background roles, just an extra, an extra in a movie. So today, I was in McKinney, Texas. My husband drove me there. Me and my son, we made it like a little family day. And there's a movie, I think it's supposed to come out next year. The name of the movie is He Heard My Cry, and the producer is Rolanda Greer Masharia. And so I play a medical student. It's a background role. And then also, I'm in a gospel stage play in Stafford, Texas on July 13th. I'm one of the models, and I'm an extra in one of the beauty shop scenes. And then July 18th, I play a prison guard in another faith-based movie. The producer's name is David Ford. It's called Preacher Man. And his prayer is to have that film entered into the Christian Film Network, I think it is. I think I'm saying it wrong, but he wants it entered into, this network of movies. And so I'm doing those things, and I am so happy. They bring me a little bit of joy, like doing these things. Yeah, because I like to read, and I've always wanted to be like an actress. And when I say always, I mean like within the last few years, like in the last few years, it has started to grow like on the inside of me. And so today I was just in Houston and I'll be, I think the name of the company is called Flink. I think it's Flink. And what they do is they promote, they're not commercials, they're like ads for social media where they advertise different supplement things. So I did, I think maybe like 10 or 10 ads, the videos that I did. And so they have to edit them and then they have to do all the critiquing, that you know about. And so then like in 4 weeks, they'll be up and going. So my summer break has been filled. I have not had this much on my plate in a minute. And so, but I'm enjoying it. And my hope is to be able to, I'm building my resume is what I'm doing right now with the extra roles, the little roles, because the prison guard role, I think I have like, it's a one-liner. And so, but that's good for me right now because I'm building my resume and my schedule won't allow me to audition for a lead role. So I'm building my resume and I am enjoying it. I love it so much. And my hope is to be able to build my resume to apply for something bigger, maybe a supporting actress in something, but that'll be a little bit later down the line. But right now I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Oh, that is awesome. Hats off to you. When you say
Thank
you are
you.
moving with purpose, you mean that. Yes, it is your season. I love it. I love it. It's so good to see you smiling, and have come out of that season from before. And it's a light and hope that you have around you that you give to other people, that you things are gonna get better. Just keep going. Keep striving. Don't give up. Just keep trusting in God. And I like how you said that earlier. Just keep trusting in God. Whether it's yay or nay, just keep going. Don't give
We have
up.
to.
And look at
We
all
have
what
to.
you have. Look at all what you have now. You have your son, and you have your acting career. You got your husband. You're an ordained minister. You got your books. You and your husband wrote a book. I love it. I love it. It's just so inspiring.
My sister-in-law told me, we just had a family reunion this past weekend on my husband's side. And my sister-in-law friend, she told me, she said, it's a light about you. It's a glow about you. She can tell when I talk to you. And you just said that same exact thing. So then she told me, she said, it's your season. So you said two things and they are confirmation. And I just, it's nothing like being in God's season. It doesn't matter about the age. And I want to leave that with the viewers. It doesn't matter about the age. God looks at seasons. You can be 65. If it's your season to write a book, God's going to give you the anointing. He's already given the anointing. I'm prophesying to somebody. He's already given you the anointing. He already put people in place. He's already put finances in place. And if he don't send the finances, he's going to give you favor. God's season is the best place to be because we can try to do something outside of God's season. We can spend money we don't have, can hook up with the wrong people. But when you are in God's season, you are going to give the light and the hope of the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ to the environment and to the people around you. So I hope that somebody catches this. It's about season. God don't care about age. It's
I
seasons. It's
love it.
all about seasons.
I love it. I felt that. Yeah, they're not ready. I almost started speaking in tongues already. Almost already. I love that. I felt it so genuine, so organic. And I just pray that God continues to bless you and your family and just open up doors of abundance for you.
Thank
Amen.
you.
Amen.
I'm
Thank you.
honored. I am honored. I am honored. I am truly honored. Please know that. I am truly honored.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
You are a blessing. So Heart Nation, good night, Heart Nation. Remember to take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and we will see you next time. Thank you.
Bye.